I'm going to spend 75% of my time getting you to master the psychology of communication, the psychology of persuasion, and the psychology of consumer behavior. It sounds complicated, but it actually really isn't. And once you can do that, I can take you from being the most shy person in a party who's sitting by themselves in a corner to being the center of attention within minutes.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world. Today's a solo episode. 7 unspoken copywriting tricks that have helped me generate over $300 million in sales. I'm going to blow your mind today, all right? But I've got a big, did I say big? Announcement, all right? That's going to be even more important than you listening to this episode. I'm going to jump right into it. But before I do anything, make sure you click subscribe below. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're on iTunes or any other place, make sure you subscribe. Leave us a review. If you're on YouTube, click the thumbs up icon. Click the whatever icon there is below. Leave a comment. I read them all. Come on. This is a very important episode. If there was ever one, I'm challenging you to listen all the way through. Not only am I going to blow your mind on this episode, I'm telling you, it's 20 years of education I'm going to drop on you. Things that no other copywriters out there talk about or teach. That's Scout's honor, all right? And it's funny because I've been teaching this for years now. It's still not getting ripped off yet. I'm surprised. But I'm also going to announce that I'm doing a massive giveaway, big challenge. Oh, yeah. It's time, challenge time again. Copywriting. Here's my commitment to you. First of all, I'm giving away $25,000 in prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Second of all, I'm going to make the boldest statement a copywriter has ever made. You ready? I will turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world in 5 days or less. 5 days. That's right. It used to be 21. I dropped that thing to 5 days. We're doing a 5-day challenge starting on May 17th at 12 p.m. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but you should have a time. The URL to register for it is, ready? LURN.com/copymaster. CopyMaster. It's, I've never, in 200 plus episodes on this podcast, have I ever promoted something within the first 1 to 2 minutes of the podcast. It's that important. All right. This is the number one skill every entrepreneur has to master. If you don't learn this, you are not going to succeed as an entrepreneur. I don't care if you run a laundromat down the street or if you're an online entrepreneur. I don't care what language you is your first language. Okay, that's not an excuse. As a matter of fact, I'm going to introduce you to stories throughout this challenge of people who English is their third language and they're rocking it out. By the way, if you're looking to finally start making some money online, you learn copy and outsource yourself as a copywriter, you can start generating multiple six figures. We've done it. I have trained multiple copywriters who are ridiculous, radical success stories. And you're going to get a chance to meet all of them during this copy challenge, and you're going to walk away with my knowledge. It's completely free, by the way. Learn.com/copymaster. Now, I am doing a VIP thing, all right? It's like $97 to be a part of the VIP. This is epic. I'm bringing some of the world's best copywriters together. I'll talk about that halfway through the episode today. Not yet, but for now, you can go ahead and save your free spot at learn.com/copymaster, C-O-P-Y, master, M-A-S-T-E-R. Do it right now, okay? And of course, make sure you join us at learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Now, since I'm doing a solo episode, today I'm going to make myself take the oath of the fighting entrepreneur. I, Anik Singhal, do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth and reveal all of my unspoken copywriting secrets today. I never hold back. You know one thing about me, right? Copy is my passion. I love this. Even though I got a freaking D minus in English, I am the worst writer. All right. English teachers hate me. I'm not grammatically correct. I never thought I would ever be a copywriter. The fact that I write books and write copy that makes me millions of dollars is laughable till this day for me. All right. My English teacher in high school had only one request of me. I'm not even joking. I drove her crazy trying to get a good grade in that class. And she had one request. She said, Anik, please don't ever become a writer as a career. And I remember looking at her thinking, are you mad? Are you nuts? You think I'm going to become a writer? This is the last thing I ever want. I want to be writing prescription pads. That's about it. Only writing I'll do in my life. Who would have thought? Life has some interesting things in store for us. Well, Today, I'm going to go over 7 concepts I've learned that are the unspoken realm of copywriting that are going to make you a ton more money. You're not going to hear these anywhere outside. And if you think these are 7 are good, wait till you join me during the Copy Masters Challenge, where I'm going to teach you how to write. We're going to write copy. You're going to get assignments. We're going to write copy. I'm going to give you formulas. I'm going to give you templates. You are going to be a better copywriter than 80% of the world if you just do what I ask you to do for 5 days. All right. Now, I want to start with a quote that changed my life. All right. I don't want to get into the whole story because then it'll take up too much time. If you want to hear the story of how a D- English student actually became one of the top copywriters in the world, you need to be in the challenge. I'm going to go through all of it, but I'm going to jump ahead for now. Here's a quote by someone who became my mentor, Justin Ford. And he said this to me. And when he said it to me, it changed my life, even though I had no idea what he meant. I just knew it was so wise, I had to follow him. The quote was, "Every successful business person must be able to sell through the art of the written word." It's a lot. Let me repeat it one more time. "Every successful business person must be able to sell through the art of the written word." Poof. So true. Listen, you are in life, forget entrepreneurship, in life, you are in the business of selling. I want you to understand that. I love it when people are like, "I hate selling. I'm not a good salesman." If you're alive, if you're breathing, you have been successfully selling your whole life. Listen, you want to get your kids to clean their room? You want to let your wife go on that golf trip? You want your husband to, I don't know, take out the trash? You want to get your team to do something. You want to convince your boss to give you a promotion. I could keep going. These are all, you are constantly in the business of persuasion. And when I teach copywriting, I've always said copy has nothing to do with words. It's so weird. It's not the words you use. It's the psychology around the words. That might as well, by the way, be one of my secrets. It's not, but that's the biggest thing I teach about copywriting is I'm going to spend 75% of my time getting you to master the psychology of communication, the psychology of persuasion, and the psychology of consumer behavior. It sounds complicated, but it actually really isn't. And once you can do that, I can take you from being the most shy person in a party who's sitting by themselves in a corner to being the center of attention within minutes. Notice how I'm not talking about writing copy to sell something. We're not talking about written sales letters yet. I'm saying the skills I teach you will make you the most interesting person in a room, even if you don't like talking to people. Now, how can I tell you with so much confidence that that's true? Because of myself. I am my own case study. The shyest person you'd ever meet. I could not stand up in front of 2 of my own best friends and say my name. I'm not joking. You can ask anybody that knows me as far back as middle school and high school. I was quiet. And now I challenge you to put me in a room, give me 10 minutes, and I'll show you. I will be shocked if there isn't a group of people around me listening to me talk. Why? Because I apply what you're going to learn today and what you're going to learn in the copy challenge, the Copy Masters Challenge. So again, I'm going to drop that URL one more time in case you haven't joined us or subscribed for free yet. Learn.com/copymasters. Master, sorry, not plural. Copymaster. All right, learn.com/copymaster. Okay, secret number one. Let's jump right into it. Look, I'm not going to go over actual copywriting secrets, like actually how to write. That's what we're going to do in the copy challenge. But today is the unspoken. Number one, the most controversial statement I make as a copywriting coach. Ready? Direct marketing is dead. Oh my God, what did I just say? It's true. I'll prove it to you. You ready? Now, I think maybe a more accurate statement that'll make people have less of a crazy reaction is that direct marketing has evolved into something called interactive marketing. And by the way, I like to say I'm the one who coined the term interactive marketing, and I'll tell you why. So direct marketing, what is direct marketing? Direct marketing is when you market direct to a consumer. Okay, cool. I agree. That's still alive and well, right? But it's evolved in such a way because when direct marketing was first really coined, what were we doing? Sending physical letters to the mailbox, infomercials, billboards, right? Can I ask you a question? When's the last time you were up at 2 in the morning flipping channels and you saw an infomercial that you got stuck on? I honestly don't think I've flipped a channel in years. We've got Netflix, Hulu, On Demand, Amazon Prime, YouTube. When do we flip channels? We don't watch you. We don't watch infomercials anymore. What do we watch? We watch quick 30-second video ads on YouTube. We watch VSLs, video sales letters, that are on web pages. Okay. How about your mailbox at your house? Do you still rush every day when you get back from work at 4 o'clock? Do you rush straight to the mailbox? I watched my dad do it my entire life. Do you know my wife and I, if we go to the mailbox once a week, I actually have had more notes from my mailman saying, can you please empty your damn mailbox, than I care to share. We don't care about our mail. What do we check every day? Email. All right. When's the last time you looked at a billboard? Seriously, when's the last time you saw a billboard? What do we look at now? Google ads, display ads. Those are billboards, banner ads. See, direct marketing has evolved. Direct market, cold calling. One of the most epic ways of doing direct marketing. Listen, I do not answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. How many of you can agree with that? We have found mechanisms. There are apps invented to specifically filter cold callers out of your reach. So we don't have that, but we have emails, right? We use emails to reach people now. So direct marketing has evolved. Now, here's what's happened. We come from a time when the marketer had the control to now a time in the last 20 years. This is a massive evolution. The consumer has all control. I call it the consumer has the back button. Like that, they can click away from anything. Like that, they can choose not to listen to you. See, we didn't really have that choice. Okay, TV ads. They were just a part of the experience of watching a show. When's the last time you watched a TV ad? We watch things on demand now. They don't come with ads. But before, when you were watching your favorite TV show, your favorite episode of the Lost TV show, Thursday night at 8 p.m. prime time, you would not get up and walk away during ads at the fear of missing out on 30 seconds of your show when it comes back. You watch the ads. The advertiser, the marketer, had control over the environment and the situation, and that has completely evolved. As a matter of fact, Microsoft did a study in 2015 that said the average attention span of the human being has now gone down to 8 seconds. Goldfish have an attention span of 9 seconds. Why? Because of this little guy here that bings and dings at us. Right? And many other things. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. It's a very important concept, by the way. The 8-second average attention span is a huge concept you have to grasp onto. It completely changes consumer psychology. Our minds have physically changed. The way we work, the way we think, the way we communicate. It's all changed. Would you agree? We text each other now. We don't call each other. We don't have home phones. We have cell phones. We don't use mail. We have email. We don't watch TV. We watch apps. So don't you agree that how we do copy, how we do selling, how we do persuasion would change? It would and it has. It would and it has, and I will prove it to you. So that's secret number one, the unspoken secret of copywriting. Number one, you got to remember, if you're reading a book from 30 years ago, I'm not saying it's not applicable. Most of it probably still is, but the formula has changed. And the biggest change is right here in secret number two of the unspoken formula, and that is the word micro-commitment. Two words, I guess. Micro-commitment. Write this down. It is the foundation, the cement of interactive marketing is what we call micro-commitment. Look, the attention span of 8 seconds. See, I'll give you an example before. My father would come home at 3:30 or 4 o'clock from work, park his car. First thing he would do, beeline to the mailbox, get the mail. And he'd come into the house with his briefcase in one hand and mail in the other. Put his briefcase down on the table, turn around, grab his letter opener, go sit down. It was mail time. That was like a sacred time when he got home. That was the first thing he did after obviously saying hello to everybody. And for the next 20 minutes, he'd go through that mail letter by letter by letter by letter. He had to. The most important communication that would come to him from companies, bills and things, he had to look at every single thing. So when he got a sales letter, he would read it. It was his habit to look at everything he received. Do you do that now? Do you look at everything you receive? Or do you choose what you're going to read? See, the reason we have attention span of 8 seconds is because we are literally being fed chunks of information. Look at Twitter. Look at TikTok. Look at the advertising platforms. Look at what's going on. Do you know how many, if you were to just check your newsfeed, how many bings and dings you get every day? Your mind is in a constant flux seeking for more satisfying information. So you have to remember that you don't have that consumer's attention. So for example, when I show you an ad, my goal in the ad is not to sell you the product, but it was before. 20 years ago, I only had your attention that moment. I couldn't get you back. So I had to do all of it. I'd get your attention. I had to convince you to buy. I had to get the transaction. I had to do everything in one place. Not now. Now when you see an ad of mine on Facebook or YouTube, my only goal is to get you to click. That's it. Micro commitment. Give me a click. Commit one little step towards where I want you to be. 8 seconds. I know I'm not going to have you for long. So you click. All right. Clock starts again now. You land on a page. You land on an opt-in page. I got to keep your attention. Hey, I got something quick for you. Can you just raise your level of commitment with me? You clicked before. Now I want you to give me your email address. Okay, you gave me your email address. Now, please go check your email. Okay, hey, you checked your email. Please download this PDF. So do you see how with every micro commitment, I'm asking a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. It's training. I'm training you to take the eventual action I want you to train or take. Micro commitment. We didn't need, you couldn't do this. I love micro commitment, by the way. It makes copywriting so simple because you're always singular focused. You know exactly what you need them to do. All right. So remember this, micro commitment is a contribution of interactive marketing. We couldn't do it 20 years ago. We can do it now. It makes it easy. So that was secret number two. Secret number three is psychology. Not words. Oh, I said it earlier. So this should be a secret. It is a secret. Don't know my own damn notes. All right. Psychology, not words. You know, I once got this book. It was handed to me and it was like 38 or some 52 or 180. I don't remember what it was. I didn't care. 38 words. They're guaranteed to sell. What a rubbish. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you bought something because the right word was used? I come up to you and I'm like, Jedi. Ninja trick, two words. And you're like, oh my God, here's my wallet. Please, you know, take all my money. Words don't sell. Okay, so someone might say offers sell. I agree, a great offer sells, right? I love cars. I love Lamborghinis. You offer me a Lamborghini for $10,000, I'm gonna go sell whatever I need to sell to get $10,000. I know it's a great deal. It's a freaking awesome offer, right? But why? Why does an offer sell? There's so much psychology going on there, right? You look at that Lamborghini example and you talk about all the emotional, psychological connection one has with that brand, Lamborghini. And then you layer on top of that a great offer, a good discount, a big price drop, and you bring greed into it, and you bring, you know, you bring excitement into it, you bring opportunity, you bring, I don't know, you just, it's all psychology, it's all feelings and emotions, and it's all roller coasters of those combo. The combination of that is what leads to a sell. It's the combination of it, all right? There are phases through which a consumer needs to be walked through in order to make a transaction happen. And that is my five-step formula that you're going to master during our Copy Master Challenge, okay? There's a reason I call it Copy Master. There's a reason I say I can turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world in 5 days or less. It is in this five-step formula. Now, introduction, story, step two. So one is the first of the five-step formula, introduction. The second is story. The third is content. The fourth is transition. And the fifth is pitch. I'm going to repeat that. Introduction, story, content, transition, and pitch. Usually when I share this, people go, that's it? Five little words? That's your big formula, Anik? Oh my God. You have to look. You gotta look below. See, in each of these steps, there is a purpose. A purpose to the step. And it is in that purpose that the mind-blowing moment happens. I'll give you an example. Introduction. What is the purpose of introduction? Now, I'm not going to get too deep into this right now because that's what you're going to come to the Copy Masters Challenge for. I'm telling you right now, learn.com/copymaster. You, if you have not opted in yet, you are going to miss out on my absolute best training this year. My best event, my best challenge, my best of best this year. I do it once a year. I do some copy training. This is it. All right. Learn.com/copymaster. All right. So step one, the introduction. Why do you do an introduction? What's the purpose of an introduction? It's very simple. What's in it for me? But this is where a lot of people go wrong. What's in it for me to consume this information? Not what's in it for me to buy your product. Micro commitment. They're just starting to read your letter. They're just starting to watch your video. They're just starting to watch your webinar. Don't be trying to sell people something. Sell them on the idea of staying and finishing that piece of sales material. But then they want to know what's in it for them. So, great. Congratulations. What's in it for you? I'm going to sell you something. You're going to see a blur go out the door faster than you've seen anything ever before in your life. They don't want that. So now the consumer being in control is so selfish, they want value. They want value out of the freebie that you're giving them. They want value from it. What are they going to get? That comes into step three, by the way. Step two, and then I'm going to pause and stop telling you the purpose behind every step because that's what I'm going to do during this five-day challenge. But I just want you to understand how absolutely amazing we can dive into these steps. And when I teach you how to think like this in this formula, you can keep anybody's attention, okay? Step two is story. All right. Every time I say this, people think it's about themselves.
I'm so-and-so. I'm Onyx Singhal. I've won so many awards. I've taught so many students. I'm awesome. I'm this. I'm that. I'm credible. You should trust me.
That's not the purpose of story. Most people think the purpose of story would be credibility, and you couldn't be more wrong. It's not. The purpose of story, you ready? Drum roll. Relatability. Relatability. So I use this concept called Batman versus Robin. Everybody wants to be Batman. And it screws over your chances of getting a sale. If I come to you right now, I'm going to give you a prime example. Hi, I'm Onyx Singhal. I'm here to tell you that copywriting is easy. I've won 3 Pulitzer Prizes for writing. I'm an internationally recognized poet. I've written 7 New York Times bestselling books, and I own a master's from NYU in English literature. And I'm here to tell you that copywriting is easy. The first thing you think to yourself is, dude, I don't got any of those. It might be easy for you, but it's not easy for me. Whereas me, Onyx Singhal, a D- English student who his English teacher begged to never pursue a career in writing, I'm here to tell you I've made $300 million with a D- skill. Would you like to learn how I did it? Boom. Relatability. You think, crap, you can do that. I can do that. Okay. Do I have your attention? The purpose behind step 3, 4, and 5 get even funner. And just learning the purpose alone is going to make you a better communicator, better at persuasion, and a hell of a lot better copywriter. That's why I tell you, 5 days or less, I can turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world. And I'm bribing you with $25,000 in prizes to come participate with me in a live 5-day challenge to teach you the number one skill you need. So this is your opportunity. Learn.com, LURN.com/copymaster. Now, I told you I would also give you another URL for the VIP. It's $97. It's a joke. If you don't join this, you are not serious about your online adventure. I don't care. I don't care what this translates to in your local currency. You will find a way to do this because it's nominal. For $97, you are going to be a VIP throughout this entire challenge, and that gives you 2 major benefits. One is every day when the challenge ends, I'm going to open a private room only for my VIPs where I bring on some of the most brilliant experts. I'm going to bring on a student who didn't even go to college and is now running a copywriting business that generates almost $1 million a year. I'm going to bring on another person who English was, I believe, his second, if not third language, and he makes multiple 6 figures a year. I taught him everything he knows about copywriting using this exact formula. I'm going to bring on one of the, if not the best webinar writers in the world, Jason Fladlian, to come on and you can ask him questions. He charges thousands an hour to do any consulting. Perry Belcher, one of the top entrepreneurs and one of arguably the best copywriters to have ever lived, will be on one of my VIP sessions. I am also going to bring on Stefan Georgi, who literally right now, I think he's responsible for over $2 billion worth of sales. He is recognized by ClickBank as the best copywriter on ClickBank ever. These are individuals you are going to be able to have a backstage pass and talk to and ask questions with and get. That's a whole VIP experience. $97 for that 5 days. And the second big thing you get is replays to the entire 5-day challenge forever. Go to learn.com/copyVIP. So you can save your spot for the challenge at Copy Master. It's free if that's what you want. But I personally don't think you're serious about your business if you don't go to learn.com/COPYVIP. Copy VIP, $97, and you get a whole nother realm of experience throughout this entire challenge, okay? All right, so I'll finish on day one. I'm going to make you a master of this 5-step formula. That's my promise. On day one of the challenge, May 17th, starting at 12 p.m., get involved. Number four. Secret number four. This is a word that is plastered all over my marketing team's cubbies, like in their little cubicles they work in. The word says specificity. Be specific. If this is all you do, if you give me copy and all I did was change the headline to be more specific, I'll double the conversion on it. I'll give you an example. Ready? I'll give you a blatant bad example, but it's obnoxious, but it's one that'll really send home the point. How to lose weight and feel better. Hold on to that one. I said how to lose weight and feel better. Now, how to lose 7 pounds in 7 days and double your happiness. How to lose 7 pounds and double your happiness in 7 days. Tell me which one's better. I'm not, for a minute, I use an obnoxious example. I told you, I'm not sure it's compliant and blah, blah, blah. I just meant, which one's better? That's all. How to lose weight and feel better? How to lose 7 pounds and double your happiness in 7 days or less. Which one's better? Be specific. It's always going to win. Always. Always, 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 always. There is never a chance where, never an opportunity where specificity hasn't. Now, be specific in your headlines. Be specific in your copy. Be specific in your offer. Be specific all around. Be specific in choosing your target niche. You do not target children or kids or parents or, my favorite is I target entrepreneurs. No. Come on, what kind of entrepreneur? You target men? Do you target women? So like, for example, with Learn, we target entrepreneurs as a company, but each of our brands, they have their own avatar that we're going after with that brand, right? So, you know, especially people, I target business people. Well, what the heck is a business person? Like, what does that mean? I target men. I target health. I'm in the health niche. What the heck is a health niche? You mean like health, like recover from diabetes? Health, like lose weight? Health, like stop your back pain, health, like, I don't know, grow your hair back. Like, I don't know, what do you mean? Be specific. Secret number four. Secret number five. Ready? Now, if you think I'm going a little fast, it's because I'm trying to make this episode not too long. But man, I keep telling you, learn.com/copymaster. We're going to spend, I'm going to be doing Q&As and staying with you as long as you need. We're going to get into all of this stuff and much more during the challenge. Okay, secret number five. So we're up to five. I'm just going to recap. Number one was direct marketing is dead. Number two was micro commitment. Number three was psychology, not words. Number four was specificity. And number five, jargon words, trigger words. Okay. I have to step back to teach you why this is important. So 20, 25 years ago, if I wanted to, let's say I had a keto product, okay? I had a keto recipe book, 30 delicious keto recipes guaranteed to make you lose weight. Okay, that's my book. Now, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, if I wanted to sell this through direct mail, I'd go to a company that has database of information, and I'd say, I want to sell a keto book. They're like, what's keto? I'm like, it's a diet book. It's a weight loss book. Oh, great. Here's a zip code. We know women above 40 in this zip code, they love buying diet stuff. It's like, okay, that's it? So yeah, you're going to do well. But what do I know about these women? Just the fact that they're over 40 and they live in a certain zip code? Are they into fitness? Are they into health? Do they even buy health stuff? Are they fat? Are they thin? Are they short? Are they tall? Like, I don't know. Like, what ethnicity are they? What exact age are they? Like, just above 40? I mean, are they 40 or are they 60? It's different. So I didn't know much. So I had to write exquisite copy. And I couldn't say the word keto because then I would immediately alienate all the people who don't know keto. So I'd have to say something to the effect of 30 recipes that allow you to eat as much fat as you want and lose weight. I mean, I had to write really, really good copy. You had to be creative with words and all that. Here's the thing. Today, we don't do that kind. Today, when you want to target people who, with your keto recipe, I'm going to literally go to Facebook and say, Facebook, I want to target women above the age of 40 who are browsing on their computer, who have shown a habit of buying, who are following the word keto, who are subscribed to Health Magazine or who follow Health Magazine, and who own an iPhone, and who live within a 30-mile radius of Los Angeles. I can do anything. So imagine my ad needs jobs. So let's say I did do Los Angeles as a targeting. You don't really need to, but I just want to show you a crazy example that'll make sense. See, when you live in a certain place, that's a trigger word for you. It catches your attention. For example, your name is a trigger word for you. If I hear the word Onyx anywhere, I go, huh? Who? Because that name carries a lot of meaning for me. If I hear, for example, maybe you've never heard of Gaithersburg, Maryland. You're probably, some people would say Gettysburg. No, not Gettysburg, Gaithersburg. You know Gaithersburg? You don't, right? I do. I've lived here my whole life. I see the word Gaithersburg and I trigger up. I go, what's that? What about Gaithersburg? Right? So imagine you live in LA, you're a woman above 40, all right? You're subscribed to Health Magazine, you like keto, and you see this Facebook ad. It says, 30 unique keto recipes for women above 40 in Los Angeles. Talk about getting someone's attention and talk about a formula you can duplicate again and again and again and again for anything you want. 20 golf swing secrets for men above 40 who live in New York. I mean, it's boring, but it's effective. That's the power of jargon and trigger words. And that is a gift that interactive marketing brings to you, because interactive marketing allows you to laser target your consumers so you know who you're talking to and exactly what they're all about. Bam. That opens you up to being able to do all this crazy stuff. So now I want you to look at your copy, because now you always have to know how you're going to be advertising copy. Copy changes based on how it's going to be marketed. The copy I just told you about would never work if I was trying to show it to generic audiences, right? Because I said very trigger words, keto. I put keto recipes. That means nothing to someone who doesn't know what keto is. But on Facebook, on Google, I don't need to target people who don't know what keto is. I can target them directly, so why not? But if I know that my ad's not going to be shown to the mass audiences, which it almost never is nowadays in interactive marketing, the first thing I'm going to do is write down trigger words. What are going to trigger people here? Right? As an interactive, internet marketer, there are certain terms that I understand that I use every day in my life that a normal person probably won't. CTR, EPC, you know, algorithm. Facebook traffic, ad costs. There's so many trigger words that no one else probably uses in a normal day. Write those down and deploy them in your copy. This, I cannot tell you how big of a secret this is. This will make your copy convert better almost overnight. Okay? All right, number 6, visual flow. And number 7, auditory rhythm. I'm going to cover these together. Visual flow and auditory rhythm. I can't do this on an audio podcast. Well, I can do the auditory one, but visual flow, you have to be present to see me do it. These are two concepts that I'm telling you right now, Onyx Cingal created, invented, and was the first to talk about. So if you see these being talked by anybody else out there, they're ripping it from me, and I don't mind. My message, my whole mission about copy is to spread the message of good copy to 1 million people. It doesn't have to be by me. I just want copy to be better. I want people to learn this skill because it's so vital. It's been so big, such a big part of my life. So let's start with number 6, visual flow. Some of the best copywriters in the world, and I put air quotes around best, write clumps of paragraphs, just clumps. The human attention span, 8 seconds. Remember, consumers' minds do not like to be troubled anymore. They are constantly seeking for something better and lighter and easier. So when I see big clunk of text, big clunk of text, big clunk of text, it's work. My brain goes, ugh, I have to read that. It's a lot of stuff. It's confusing. I'm moving on. So you can't see this if you're listening to the audio, but even the way I take my notes, there's a visual flow to it. There's a way I use white space. There's a way I use bullet points. There's a way I use indents. There's going to be a way I use bolding and underlining. And I make things so that they're not monotonous. Visual flow is the visual equivalent of monotonous tone. So let me give you an example right now. This is this podcast, The Fighting Entrepreneur. I'm going to do my introduction as someone who lacks any kind of tonality. And then I'll do it again the way I typically do it. So ready? Round one. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Fighting Entrepreneur. This is your host, Onyx Singhal. Today, we're going to talk about... That was number one. Got it? Now, number two. What's going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back. It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Onyx Singhal. Which of those two are you most likely to listen to? So visual flow, when you go clunk, 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 you're that monotonous, boring person. When you use bullet points, bold, underline, you do big sentences with short sentences then and then few words and then tag, tag, you know, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, and then a paragraph and then two sentences and you create this visual flow. You don't be visually monotonous. You give white space. You give the brain room to engage into the conversation. The simplest example I can, and I'm going to give you so many examples. This is the one thing I can take the worst copy. I can take any copy not converting and do nothing to the words. Just change the visual flow. I will double the conversion from that copy. Here, I'm signing my name to it right now. Like I can sign my name to that. Guaranteed. Last but not least for our secrets, then we'll talk about the Copy Masters Challenge a little bit more. Auditory rhythm. Okay, every copy, whether it will be read out loud or not, has an auditory rhythm to it. And if your auditory rhythm sucks, you are not going to be able to obtain the attention, can maintain the attention of the prospect. Remember, when your prospect sees your copy, they're reading it. So right now I'm looking at my notes and in my head when I read it, I'm reading it. I'm speaking it in my head. So it says 7 unspoken copywriting tricks that have helped me sell $300 million in products, even though I got a D- in English. I read that. I read that in my head. So when you write, the biggest secret I can tell you about great copywriting is read it out loud. I just can't stress this enough. So many copywriters don't take my word for this, and they don't read it out loud. I mean out loud. Go put yourself in a room. So if you're embarrassed, like, sir, go sit somewhere no one can hear you. Out loud. Move your lips and tongue. You are going to find the areas where you trip up on your copy, where it doesn't flow. And every single one of those areas is where you can lose a prospect. And I literally will sit down and read copy that I write and look for those parts where I myself trip up and I change the copy. By the time I'm done writing copy, all of my copywriting flows. There's no hiccup parts auditorily. The second thing about auditory rhythm is comes back to monotony. Notice how I've had two things now, visual monotony and auditory monotony. So here's auditory monotony. Da 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 means every sentence is going about the same length. So the person reading it has that same rhythm. Literally lulls them to sleep. Here's great auditory rhythm. Da 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 da. Every time I laugh, every time I do this, people laugh and like, is he really doing it? Have that voice of me in your head doing that. Read your copy, and if you don't have that kind of rhythm, it ain't gonna convert as well as it could. Visual flow and auditory rhythm are two simple things I can do to any copy without changing the words and make the copy convert twice as good just by doing that. These are 7 unspoken copywriting tricks. Let me ask you a question. If you had even a moment where you thought, damn, that was good, leave me a comment below. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe. Click the hit the thumbs up icon. All right, if you're listening to us on any other podcast platform, remember, you can binge listen to all of our episodes on onikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K-podcast.com. Please do me a favor. Subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a positive review. It helps us get this podcast to the eyes and ears of many more people in the world, which they need. But right now, the biggest thing you can do for yourself is do not let this live challenge get by. I don't care if it's happening at 3 a.m. your time. You got to be there live. I mean it. It's worth it. Mess up your sleep pattern for a week if you have to. I only teach this stuff one time a year. One time a year. And it is the most epic training I do the entire year. It is the most influential training you're going to take to making an impact on your business, whether you are just starting as an entrepreneur or already an existing entrepreneur. I'm asking for 5 hours a day. And in those 5 hours, I'm asking for 5 days and 2 hours a day. In those 10 hours, I am going to turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world. That is worth staying up for if you're international. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every day. If you're VIP, which you can become by going to learn.com/copyVIP, C-O-P-Y-V-I-P, learn.com/copyVIP, you are going to get to stay with me even longer as I bring in some of the world's top copywriters right to your door. And you can talk to them. We'll interview them, ask your questions. These are people that charge thousands of dollars an hour if they're even available. So right now, I ask you, how serious are you about succeeding in life? Forget about your online business right now. How serious are you about becoming a more interesting human, about being able to build better relationships, being able to better communicate, being more persuasive, being able to get the things you want out of life more often, whether it be through a human communication face-to-face, whether it be through a written email, or whether it be through directly selling products through the power of copy? I want you to give me 5 days of your time, and I promise you, I am going to blow your mind with this training. So go to LURN.com/COPYMASTER, M-A-S-T-E-R, and join us for the free challenge. There's no catch. I do challenge you, though, to be a part of our VIP, which is $97. LURN.com/COPYVIP. Now, by the way, I reserve the right for the price of this VIP to go up. By the time you see it, could be a higher price depending on the demand that it's getting. So right now, the biggest step you could take is learn.com/copymaster. Go get, be a part of this challenge. Make sure you're part of our Learn community, LURN.com. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you binge listen at onikpodcast.com. This is Onik Singhal. Super excited that you're going to be a part of this big challenge coming up. Thank you for listening today to what I believe is the number one skill in the world you need to succeed, period. Thank you for allowing me the time to share these with you. I've got so much more I want to share with you. I'll do so at the challenge one last time. learn.com/copymaster. This is Onik Singhal signing off, reminding you with that when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. I'll see you on the next one, and I'll see you live in our challenge.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.